Welcome back for another week here on Day by Day. In 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 15, we have a conversation between dead Samuel and Saul. Now, this scene makes us very curious about side issues and can very easily take us away from the main focus of the text. But let me just address a few of those side issues to satisfy a bit of your curiosity concerning hearing from the dead. First, this is a forbidden practice for God's people. God clearly forbids it in the books of Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. The use of mediums or sorcerers, people who channel the dead, was very prevalent in those days. Most pagan people and religions relied on their usage. And God never says that these people are without power. But God forbids them and calls their usage abominable, and whoever uses them, an abomination to the Lord. So things like horoscopes, enneagrams, these sorts of things fall into those categories today. Why is that? Because they take your mind and heart and trust off of the Lord and put it on an alternative spiritual option that is less than, that is opposed to the Lord. So how is it then that Samuel, who has died, how is it that he appears? Does this woman, this sorcerer, really have this power to call up the dead? Well, here are two things to think about. First, when Samuel appears, this woman screams when she sees Samuel, which leads me to believe that this was something new to her. Either she was just a fake and she was very surprised to have actually called up the dead, or there was something distinct about this particular appearance because, number two, God was pushing and pulling the levers in this particular situation. God was the one calling the shots. And what does Samuel say to Saul? Well, he pronounces judgment on Saul. The same judgment for the same reasons as Samuel had done previously, starting back in chapter 13 and repeated in chapter 15. Nothing new with Saul, right? Remember what we said at the end of last week. Don't forget that this was a history lesson for the very first audience and for us. It was the people who had rejected God as their king over them, and they wanted a king like the other nations, a king who was, on the outside, everything they desired, but on the inside, turned out to be a scared little man who had no real hope or confidence in the strength and power of God, no spiritual life, and never any repentance in his life. Saul is in no way the king God's people needed, or the type of king that we need. But here's the lesson for us. We have no capacity to choose a fitting king for ourselves. We choose based on outward qualifications, and when we do that, we end up with someone who is fearful, a spiritual disaster, and then judged by God. But listen to this as well. We need God's choice for king. We need him to set a king over us. And that is who we have in Jesus. Jesus was not a fearful man. Jesus was perfectly spiritually mature at every turn and event in his life, always hearing from God the Father and doing the work of God, always obedient, fulfilling all of the law. But as the story of Jesus plays out, we read that he too was judged by God and entered into the darkness of death, just like it is forebodingly foreshadowed for us about Saul in the last verse of chapter 28. But why was Jesus judged by God? Well, because that was part of the gospel plan. Jesus was the only one who never should have been judged by the wrath of God, but he was also the only one who could be the perfect payment for sin and be powerful enough to overcome sin's sting of death. You see, Saul was judged and then died for his sin, but Jesus was judged and died for your sin and then resurrected, overcoming Satan, sin, and death. And that's why God has chosen him to be king over us. As you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Nandi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya.